13064, State of Delaware, Division of Fish and Wildlife, seek a special use exception for a rifle and pistol range. Section 115-23A, 115-25, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Hunter's Cove Road, approximately 683 feet south of Owens Road. The 911 address is 12613 Hunter's Cove Road in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 9, Parcel 19. And we received a request today to ask that that be rescheduled due to a conflict with tonight's being here tonight.
I believe you all have that email in front of you.
We do.
It looks like the division has a personnel staffing issue, could not attend tonight. They've asked for it to be scheduled for late June or the July meeting. I think our meeting in, the second meeting in June is, I want to say the 19th. Is that right, Ms. Norwood? 16th? I know it's early. Yeah, I think it is the 16th. So I'm guessing by the verbiage of their email, that may be too early. So perhaps the first meeting in July, which I think is the 11th, 7th, somewhere around there? Maybe July 7th? My math's right? I don't know if there's anybody here tonight that was wishing to speak for or against, but my suggestion, and certainly we'll, I think we need to open the floor to see if there's anybody here, but it sounds to me like the applicant was going to have staffing issues. My suggestion would be that we could hear anybody that's here, but we would leave the record open until that July 7th meeting, at which time we could entertain the rest of that. But we may want to see if there's anybody here who wants to speak, you know, regarding the application.
Okay. So the applicant is not present. So for case 13064, the State of Delaware, Division of Fish and Wildlife, is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of that case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to that case? And you can come forward one at a time, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Can you hit the green button there? Oh, no.
Right on the bottom of the microphone.
Oh, okay, sorry. Brent Schrock, 12851 Hunter's Cove Road, Greenwood.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Now, we have not heard the applicant's presentation tonight. Obviously, we were advertised for it, and they're going to be able to present their case at the July 7th meeting, I believe is what the board will likely do.
Right.
Do you want to testify tonight, or do you want to wait until they've had a chance to present their case and testify at that time?
It's my understanding is just that they're extending it for another 5 years, is my understanding.
Their request is for a rifle range permit for another 5 years. And the board, because the applicant submitted this request, and it came in after we had advertised for it, the applicant could not be here. The board, you know, could continue that hearing until July.
I mean, I can just tell you what, I can tell you my case and what I...
You can put that on the record if you wish.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm on the southeast end of the property, and they do have a pistol range back there. I don't know how often they've shot pistols lately, but it's very noisy, and the rifles, I don't know if they've shot rifle back there. I definitely don't want that in my backyard. It's just, to me, it's a danger. I've got poultry back there. I've got livestock back there. The shotguns, the sporting clays is there, kind of in the middle of the property. I mean, it's noisy, but you just kind of get used to it. But the pistols and the rifles are a whole different ballgame to me.
So I believe that pistol and rifle range is on the southeast side of the property, isn't it?
They're right next to my property line, yes.
Could you go up there and point to where your property is, please, sir?
Right here. This is my house here. My chicken houses, I have a poultry waste building here. And their range is like right in that area. I mean, it's right next to my property line.
They are
just, it's, the noise is my biggest concern, and then, you know, with the below, you know, the shot going back in there, just, got grandkids around there.
Wooded there, isn't it?
It's all wooded, yes.
Do they have a berm or anything?
No, they're shooting into a pile of dirt.
Okay.
But there's no berm on my side.
Understood. Any questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
Couple. How far is that range from your property line, do you know, if you had to estimate?
Less than 100 yards, I'm guessing.
Is the area between that, it looks like there might be some open space, but maybe some trees there?
Little, yeah, it's just kind of like densely populated. There's not much trees in there to my property and that.
And you said noise has been the primary issue. What,
yeah.
Are there issues with the hours that they shoot there at that range?
I mean, so when it all started, they didn't just have Sunday shooting. They do now. But if you have any kind of a, like we have a cookout or something, it's so that we've kind of got used to it, the clays, with the sport clays. But you have neighbors come up, you have people come to your house for a barbecue or something, it's like, how can you guys stand this noise? I guess we just gotta keep, you know, got accustomed to it. But the pistols is a whole different, I mean, that's a whole different noise. I mean, you guys know what that's like. It's almost unbearable.
And any trouble with it scaring your chickens or anything?
Some, yes, yeah. And the cow, I got cows back there, and they take off running. So, I mean, when the pistols, like I say, the shotguns and the clays is not as bad, but.
Right.
Because that's nonstop. But the pistols is the noise. That's what's.
And that's your primary concern, Mr. Shocker, the pistols?
Yeah, the pistols and the rifles. There's no place for rifles around there, I don't think.
Okay.
Because there's residents through them woods. There's other residents across there. They're not here tonight, but there is other people, you know, through the woods there.
What are the, you know, are they shooting every day?
The Mondays are not supposed to shoot only in a range. And I haven't heard the pistols much lately. I don't know how often they're using the pistols right now. I really don't know that. But we do have Mondays off. Mondays we have a quiet day. I think back when they got that approved, we asked for one day, and it was like, it was a holiday back then. It was like Memorial Day, Labor Day, and so that's basically what the board gave us back then.
Did you come to the meeting when it was approved?
Yeah, the original, not the pistol and the rifle, but when Mr. Walters first set up the shooting range, I was at that meeting.
Okay.
How long ago was that?
The late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there, when he first set it up.
And how long is the pistol rifle range from there?
I think maybe 5 years. I mean, because this is their 5-year renewal, so I'm thinking of just 5 years. I didn't make that. I don't. For some reason, I didn't know about that meeting.
Have you noticed a significant difference in the usage on that property since that came in?
As far as the pistols, you mean?
Well, you had testified that the clays weren't his problem. You kind of got used to them, I think, with your testimony.
Yeah.
But you testified that the pistols were unbearable.
Right.
And did that all start when that range came in? The issues
pistol
that
range, when the pistol range, yeah. Yeah, within the last couple of years. But like I say, I don't know how often they use it because I don't hear it a lot.
But when it's in use.
When it's in use, you definitely know it.
Does it wake you up if you're asleep?
But if you're asleep, yeah. I mean, it's during the day, you know, I think they got 9 to 5 or something hours. I'm not sure what their hours are, but.
Has it deterred you from using any part of your property?
No. As long as you don't mind putting up with the noise being back there.
Any other questions from the board? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
State your name and address for the record, please.
David Glover, 12531 Hunter's Cove Road, Greenwood, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So I'm the property owner that's the 600 feet to their property, the very first house.
And you, you can go up there and point so we know. Thank you, sir.
So this is my property line right here. So I'm right there at the line. I know he's going to have the shooting over here, but I'm still, we're affected by the clay shooting and the dogs, both they have there. So we, I was lied to by one of the fellas, Billy Walters. I'm sure you guys have heard his name before. He was the one that started it. When they started this, Billy came to me and asked me to sign a petition for handicap shooting. And that's not what I didn't sign for anything else other than that. And I believe he used my signature for something else after that. The shooting is loud, and I know rifle and pistol is way different. Because we can hear, there's a rifle-pistol range on Rifle Range Road. You guys are familiar with that. We can hear the shooting from there. So if you can hear it that far away, what's it going to be like next door? You know, I'm just saying, we're right there. So, and we've been there since 87, 89, something like that. So we've been through it all, so. Just want to make sure that you guys understand, or somebody, whoever understands, this is going to be loud, and this is real bullets. This isn't, our house has been hit by shot from bird shot. When my wife was pregnant with a baby, she got out of the car, and bird shot hit our house, and that was our first encounter with Billy when that happened. They did try to move away from that side of the property, but it's still, I mean, they still hunt there, you know, they hunt rabbit, bird, whatever, so they still, you know, they still shoot there. And it's, I mean, I'm 600 feet on the property, so I just want everybody to be aware of that. That's all really I had to say.
And sir, just to be clear, that this application is just for the pistol and the rifle,
right,
range,
not real bullets,
not the clay shooting,
right?
No, it's on the other side, so it's just for that use, right, Ms. Norwood?
That's correct.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. I've already had trouble with just bird shot. So, and this is, you know, I'm just saying, this is real bullets. So,
what have you noticed as a difference since the rifle pistol range has been been used there versus the clay shooting?
The noise. How can you? I mean, it's close. It's different. Bird shot's way different. You know, what they use for the clay in the shotgun, there's no comparison. I mean, it's just, there's no comparison.
Questions? Thank you,
good,
sir.
All right, thank you.
Is anyone else here who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
David L. Wilson, 17968 Halflinger Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You don't see a lot of me attending these meetings because I try to stay out of county business. But when I started getting phone calls from some constituents, I thought maybe I need to at least voice my opinion. I've been involved in this from the beginning, when the state purchased it from Mr. Billy Walters. I was serving on the bond committee, and we knew what that was. It was a sporting clay, and everybody understood that it was to be grandfathered. And I was an advocate for it at that time. But I think we have stepped one more step farther, and if you can be familiar with the sporting clay, that is where there are stations, and you shoot, you move, and then the sounds barrier is still there, but you move it around. Once you take and set up a permanent shooting range, that's going to be constant. It's going to be there. And not only the two gentlemen that have already spoke, I've had three other phone calls, two of them as recently as today. And I said, you know, I'll go down and voice my opinion. I'm not here to change anyone's mind. I want you guys to realize that I'm not here to strong arm and say the state's right or wrong. I can say that I've been involved from the beginning when state purchased it. And as we purchased it, it was for a sporting clay. When you talk about a rifle range, and it's not a rifle range just for that area, it's a rifle range that anybody, it's gonna be a public. So people can come from Newcastle County, they can come from Maryland, they can come from anywhere and use this range. And my concern is, why do we continually take and disadvantage citizens that have lived here and paid taxes for several years, owned the property, and then we end up changing the complete use, as far as I'm concerned? Because sporting clays, we knew what to expect. When you talk about a rifle range and zeroing rifles in and pistols, completely different sound. I can see that none of us here this evening, anyone in this chamber, wants it in our backyard. Nobody does. But what has happened through the years, the state has purchased it, and as a taxpayer and as every citizen in this chamber tonight, we have all had a part in it. And I just feel that this committee needs to know the feelings of a state senator that represents. I've got constituents to represent. I'm not here to take and change anyone's mind. I want you guys to make your own decision. But I think it's time, as we invite new people to our county, that they need to realize what we already have to offer. And as you enlarge it, what happens? I've talked to Fish and Wildlife as recently as this afternoon, Mr. Emery, and he said, well, we already had it. I don't think that when they got it 5 years ago, that this committee realized the magnitude of what it was doing. And it kind of got it under the carpet, and it happened. They've never used it in 5 years. And my concern is, if you're gonna do this every 5 years, we'll be back again in 5 years. If they don't have a need for it, then what's the purpose of zoning something or changing the use of something that they may not need? And I have real concerns as a citizen and also as a legislator, an obligation to my constituents to speak out on their behalf. So, any questions?
Thank you, Senator Wilson.
Thank you. Thank you each time for being with you this evening. Have a good evening.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
Chairman, I didn't catch. Can we show hands of the number of people that were in opposition? I don't believe.
Could we have a show of hands of the number of people that are in opposition to this case?
Five. Thank you.
Can I say something?
You can come forward again, sir, if you'd like. And you've already been sworn in.
I did talk to a couple of the neighbors, too, that could not be here. I just wanted to say that I'm going to say a name you guys, somebody might know him, Jimmy Lee. He owns the property to the back of this, and he's totally against it. He couldn't be here tonight, but he told me to voice for him.
And this case will be posted again, and please invite, if he would like to come and be heard, he's more than welcome.
If he's able, he will be here next time. If not, that his wife will be, I'm sure. Okay?
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Sharp, how do we do this? We close the public record and leave the record open?
I think what you do is entertain public a motion hearing to leave the record open and to schedule a hearing on this matter for the board's meeting on July the 7th. And that way that could continue to solicit or receive comment from written or otherwise from public. And then if anybody wishes to testify, they can do so at the July meeting, and the applicant will have a chance to present their case then.
I'll entertain a motion.
That would be my motion, sir.
Second.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Lovengood.
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 4-0. We voted to leave the record open and continue the public hearing on July the 7th.
And just to be clear for the folks who are here tonight, your comments are in the record. So we do have that. The board will also hear additional, hopefully, testimony from the applicant at the July meeting. You are welcome to attend that meeting or submit additional comment at that time. But we will try to avoid having redundancies or repetitive testimony. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
I think in my 3 years as chairman, that's the first time this has happened.
Been a while.
Yeah.
We've had it before.
Thank you. Next case.